Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live with Prophetic Perspectives at PSM here, and we thank and praise God for you, and you, wherever our voice is heard, that you're chiming in, listening. Praise the Lamb of God to this radio show. We are so happy, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord has blessed us to just see another day. I know that it is a blessing just to be alive, praise the Lamb of God, with the activity of our limbs. And I thank and praise God that you have been so blessed by God that new mercy has met you as you awakened this morning and calls you to be a part of God's blessed day. God is doing wonderful things. God is doing amazing things. The testimonies are rolling in, praise the Lamb of God, via email, inboxes, things of this nature. There's a new sunrise upon the people of God. And I hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that as this day go forward, hallelujah, that you go forward praising God, knowing that you are next in line for your miracle. We are in the season of signs, wonders, and miracles. And you, my brothers and sisters, are those people that God has elected and chosen, praise the Lamb of God, to work miracles through. Oh, my goodness gracious, I tell you, our God is just so amazing. Our God, hallelujah, people of God, I'm excited about him and him alone. Hallelujah, I'm excited about him and him alone in this season. I've been excited about many of things. I've been excited about many of people. But I want to tell you something today. I am excited about God. Praise the Lamb of God. I am excited about what he is doing in this season in my life. Praise the Lamb of God. And I hope and pray that the same excitement is in your heart, in your emotions, in your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. With just the anticipation of the promises that God has spoken over your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Just that alone is enough, hallelujah, to charge me. Oh, yes, indeed. Praise the Lamb of God to infuse me, to excite me on the level that I'm on in this season. Praise the Lamb of God, because I know our God is an amazing, wonderful, awesome, mighty, hallelujah, wonder-working, miracle-working, praise the Lamb of God, signs and wonders and miracle-working God. Hallelujah. I'm excited, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you this, I was in a vision this morning. My daughter Angel came in earlier, praise the Lamb of God, and I was telling and sharing with her. I was in a vision this morning, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and a woman was talking to me in the vision and said, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, something on this order that there has been an unusual deposit made into your account, praise the Lamb of God, of $35,000. That's what I woke up to this morning, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I believe that my request on yesterday, hallelujah, has gone forth and God saw my heart, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that if I could get $30,000, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, before the conference, I would like to go in debt-free, praise the Lamb of God. I would like to go in with the bill paid. I believe that God heard my heart and know I want to do it for his glory and his purposes, praise the Lamb of God, because I have walked in faith this far. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, believing that God will supply, even as I went in, praise the Lamb of God, to these conferences in the last 3 years. But God has met every time, praise the Lamb of God, and somehow or another, hallelujah, when I left the hotel, all debts have been settled, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, our God is an awesome God, and I'm believing him today. I'm believing him today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that all that he is speaking, all that he has promised shall soon, swiftly come to pass, and you are a part of that blessing, praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget the promises, people of God. Don't forget what God has promised you, hallelujah. Woo! What an awesome God. What an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. He is so awesome until I just can't tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. The depth of God's awesomeness. Hallelujah. If anyone have a testimony today that you want to share concerning the awesomeness of God, hallelujah, and what God is doing in your life, the mic is yours today. Praise the Lamb of God. The mic is yours today. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I am excited, people of God. Hallelujah. I guess you would be too if you had that vision dream that I had this morning. I'm excited about the God that we serve. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God in this day. My. Praise the Lamb. What an awesome show we had on yesterday, people. Oh, didn't we have a show on yesterday? Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord met us here. And I tell you, not pre-recorded, not manufactured. That's all Holy Ghost. That's all God meeting us as he has done, praise the Lamb of God, so many times. And that he has met us right where we need to be met. Praise the Lamb of God. It's intercessory prayer day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have designated this day as a day to intercede one for another. Praise the Lamb. And I'm wondering, praise God, hallelujah, is there anyone who would like to pray for us today? Push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and we will come and allow you to be our prayer today. Praise God. I know our intercessors are here. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know someone is designated to pray today. So push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, when you're ready. Hallelujah. And we are going forth, praise the Lamb of God, in prayer today. Oh, my goodness, so many things to pray for, so many things to cover. And I believe that if we create the prayer storm, praise the Lamb of God, that in the storm, hallelujah, we'll hear a still small voice. If we can create a prayer storm, praise the Lamb of God, we will hear, praise the Lamb of God, the voice of the Lord speaking to us and through us, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, so that we can get prophetic word movement today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wonder, is there anybody here, praise the Lamb of God, that would like to hear a word from God today? Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is get into the presence of God the right way. Praise the Lamb of God. And watch God do what only a God can do, and that is bring us to a place, hallelujah, of being the recipients of his voice, being the recipients of his prophetic word in our lives. The wonders, praise the Lamb of God, the signs and the miracles that we seek and that we desire, praise the Lamb of God, in this season already belong to us. They're already ours, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We just need directives. Do you remember, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I touched on this the other day. Do you remember when Jesus' mother came to him and asked him, saying, "Son, praise the Lamb of God, at the wedding feast of Cana of Galilee, we have no wine. The wine has ran out." And Jesus looks at her and said, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour has not come." She turns to the servants and say to all of the servants, "Whatever he saith unto you, praise the Lamb of God, do that." Hallelujah. People of God, this is what I'm saying. Hallelujah. In saying that, praise the Lamb of God, her approaching her son is as though, praise the Lamb of God, you are praying. Her approaching, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus, is a petition. She comes with a request, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When Jesus responds, she doesn't respond back to him. She turns to her servants and says, "I made my request. That's my son. Whatever he tells you to do, do it." Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's evident that Mary already had some experiences with, praise the Lamb of God, baby Jesus as he was growing up. Hallelujah. That she knew that he's going to respond to me, praise the Lamb of God, in a positive way. He's going to respond. How does she know to put the servants on edge, praise the Lamb of God? I do not know. I will not investigate that. I don't know if he turned water into wine or wine into water or whatever in the house where he was raised with Mary. But this I know, that woman, praise the Lamb of God, believed, hallelujah, that she was going to get a response, and that the response was going to be a miracle, that she put the servants on alert, praise the Lamb of God. Whatever he tells you to do, make sure you do that, praise the Lamb of God. Whatever he say unto you, make sure you do that, praise the Lamb of God. And then Jesus says, hallelujah, "How many water pots do you have? My God in heaven, fill them to the brim with water and bring them forth." And somewhere between obedience, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and the actual action, He said, dip in and take some to the governor of the feast. And when the governor of the feast drunk, praised the Lamb of God of the water, it had turned to wine. And not just wine, but the best wine. Praise the Lamb of God. For the governor's response was, hallelujah. At gatherings such as this, we put out the best wine. And then, praise the Lamb of God, when people are well drunk, we put out the lesser wine. But you have kept the best to the end of the feast. When God does something, wow, I feel Jesus. When God does something, people of God, when God moves in your life, hallelujah, he gives you the best wine, praise the Lamb of God. He responds in the best way. He does it in a way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that will blow your mind. That will blow your mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I tell you today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If we would only think on the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then get into the prophetic place. I tell my members this all the time in my preaching and in my teaching. I believe that the miracles, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and all that Jesus did is there for us to reenact, praise the Lamb of God. I believe that there is a combination. I believe that there is a recipe in every miracle, praise the Lamb of God. If our faith, hallelujah, our obedience, our belief, and our participation level, praise the Lamb of God, become, hallelujah, where it needs to be, that miracles can happen. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm doing my best to bless you in this season so that you can be the recipient of what God is doing. Hallelujah. He's a wonder-working God. He is a wonder-working God in this day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, it's prayer time. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask one of my intercessors, if they would, to come forth. Praise the Lamb. I push one on your dial. Hallelujah. If you would and volunteer to pray today for us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful mood that I'm in. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb. I feel good today. I feel as bright as the sun is shining through the windows. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a beautiful day in Detroit. The sun is shining so bright. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do we have a prayer? Hallelujah. Will one of our intercessors please push one on the dial and pray for us today? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I see you sitting here. Or do I just have to push one of your mics and open it for you? Because you know what? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One thing I do know about prayer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I do know this, praise the Lamb of God. I can pray anytime, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. To those of you in convalescent homes and prisons all over, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I'm praying for you, you and you today. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who are sick and shut in, know that the prophet is praying for you today, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who feel lonely, depressed, hallelujah, I'm praying for you today. Hallelujah, you are precious, praise the Lamb of God, in the sight of God, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. You know, people of God, hallelujah, there is nothing my God can't do. There is nothing God will not do. Let us go to the throne of grace together now. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, your precious Son, I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity, hallelujah, to approach your throne again, hallelujah, in this day. Oh, God, thank you for hearing me as I prayed this morning for your people. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for our administrators again. Thank you for our intercessors again, Father. I thank you, Father, hallelujah, that I know that my time in prayer is not wasted. Oh, God, but that you are prayer-hearing God. And I thank you for what you're doing in this season. I thank you that you're moving in a mighty way, Father, in the lives of your people. Oh, holy and righteous God, thou who art the judge of the whole earth, hallelujah, I thank you that forgiveness is in our hearts, hallelujah, and that we, Father, hallelujah, are made humble by your goodness, by your mercy, by your tender compassions, and by who you are. What a privilege, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, you have given us. I thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you've given us the blessed privilege of prayer, that we can come before your throne boldly, Father, and speak to you, Father, and watch you move on our behalf. Thank you today, Father. Hallelujah for all those listening. Thank you for all of those that's chimed in. Thank you today for their homes. Thank you, Father, for their families. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Father. Thank you that you're moving mightily, oh God. Hallelujah, to deliver them from that, hallelujah, has them bound. Thank you, oh God, that the doors are opening. Thank you, Father, that the floodgates of heaven is open unto them and that your storehouse, hallelujah, is being poured out upon your people, oh God, that gifts are being given, oh God, hallelujah to your name. Thank you, oh God, that bills are being paid, that ways are being made, oh God, hallelujah, that supernatural supply is coming, oh God. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you're canceling debt. Thank you, Father, that you're wiping out, hallelujah, that causes us not to be able to walk in integrity. Thank you, Father, that you're removing the reproach. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you're healing, that you're delivering in this day. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory because there's nothing my God cannot do. You're awesome all by yourself, Father. Hallelujah. Before the world was, you were alone. Hallelujah. And you were God. Hallelujah. And you're still God today. And tomorrow you will not change. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, I ask you to look in prisons, Father. They need you there. I ask you to look in convalescent homes. They need you there. I ask you, Father, to look on the sick. Oh, God, let your hand stretch mightily. Let the virtue run from your fingertips on your people, oh, God. Father, heal and deliver the day. Set free, Father. I rebuke every demonic sickness, oh God. Every oppression that Satan has placed on your people, oh God. Every depression, oh God, lift it today. Give your people joy. Hallelujah to your name today, Father. There is none like you, Father. I speak prophetic utterances over your people. I speak, oh God, hallelujah, that they will see in the Spirit, that they will know in the Spirit, that they would hear in the Spirit. Ears are opening in the name of Jesus. Open the inner ears. Eyes are opening. Scales are falling off, oh God. Give them discernment, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to be what you've called us to be in this season. We are your people. You are our God. You are our King, and we love you. Thank you for visions. Thank you for dreams. Thank you that they're coming into fruition. Thank you for supernatural supply. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Father, that you're empowering your people with wealth, with prosperity. You are God. You are God. And besides thee, there is no other, Father. We love you, and we ask all these things in the precious name of Yeshua. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Shandarabahosha. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Touch today your children, Father. Andarabahoshata. Those who are slothful, Father, in business of the kingdom. Touch today, oh God. Hallelujah. Those who are ensnared by the world. Touch today, Father. Those with callings on their lives, oh God, open their eyes to see what you desire to do with them, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, look today. Look on the pastors today. Look on the shepherds of your people. God, by yourself today. You're God by yourself today, Father. Fill our churches. Fill the churches with your spirit. Fill the churches with guidance. Fill the churches with your Fill the churches with your authority. Fill the churches, oh God, with your anointing. Fill your men and women of God, oh God. Fill them with power as they stand before your people, God. Give them words, Father, hallelujah, to speak to your people that will restore, that will heal, that will deliver, that will set free. Give them prophetic word, oh God, hallelujah, that will break the yoke of bondage, that will break the chains of oppression. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, from California to Maine, look today, oh God. Hallelujah, from Canada, hallelujah, God, to Texas, look today, Father. From Florida to Seattle, look today, Father. Hallelujah, you're God today, and we need you, oh God. Salvation, oh God. Let your people, oh God, witness to sinners today. Let your people, oh God, walk in new authority in the marketplaces, oh God. In the malls, oh God, in the streets, Father, in restaurants, wherever we are, Father, at the gas pump, Father, wherever we are, God, let your power flow through your people and let us witness afresh concerning Jesus Christ, the Lord of the glory and the goodness of your word towards all men, oh God. Bless us today, Father. Bless us today. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your glory. We need you, Jesus. Jesus, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Hallelujah. bless the Lord on my soul and all that is within me. Hallelujah. We thank God for hearing prayer. Our God is a prayer-hearing God. There is no God like him. Praise the Lamb of God. He is beyond our imaginations. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to, praise God, hallelujah, what he can and will do for his people. People of God, hallelujah, God destroyed Egypt for his people. God opened Red Seas for his people. God brought quails from the sea for his people. God rained manna down for his people. God, hallelujah, caused water to come from rocks for his people. God killed the Amorites, the Amalekites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, killed them all for his people. Hallelujah. God gave his people homes they did not build, lands they did not harvest, vineyards they did not plant. Praise the Lamb of God, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. He destroyed nations for his people. Hallelujah. I don't know, and I don't, I can't fathom, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, our faith being lower, praise the Lamb of God, with all the knowledge that we have of what God has done for his people, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that you are God's child, knowing that you are God's servant, knowing that you are his son or daughter. What will the Father not do, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for his beloved children? There must be something wrong with us because God has not changed. And I believe in my heart and soul that he's waiting on us to really recognize who he is and how much love he really has for us, praise the Lamb of God. And as we go through the various process of development to be who God would have us to be, I need you to understand, I tried to put it on the page today, hallelujah, that you're going to have to go through the flood. You're going to have to go through the fire. That's why the Bible said when you go through, it's certain that you're going through. Praise the Lamb of God. It's certain that your faith is going to be tested. Hallelujah. It's a certainty, people of God, that you're going to be, praise the Lamb of God, persecuted. It's a certainty, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me good. If you love Jesus Christ, that you're going to be disliked and hated by others. That is certain, praise the Lamb of God. Make no mistake. But God has made divine provision for you, hallelujah, that he will be with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes I think we misinterpret our trouble, hallelujah, or our test for trouble. I think sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, we misinterpret our tribulations, praise the Lamb of God, as tests, that we really don't understand what we're going through because we're not focused on God. Hallelujah. We're not spiritual in our position and demeanor, and we don't understand the process that God is taking us through. Hallelujah. To bring us to do what he has for us to do. All of us, praise the Lamb of God, are in various stages and segments, praise the Lamb of God, if you would, of our journey. Praise the Lamb of God, of our journey with God. Hallelujah. When you sign your name, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In God's army, when you enlisted in the family and your name was written in the Lamb's book of life, praise the Lamb of God, your life now is not your own. So there is a process of developing you into the child of God that God desires you to be. Praise the Lamb of God, that he may use you as his child. So know, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that trouble will come. No trials will come. No tribulation will come, praise the Lamb of God. But God is with you when you go through the fire. when you go through the flood, I will be with you, and the fire will not harm you, neither will the flood overtake you. Praise the Lamb of God. When you come out of the fire, you won't even smell like smoke. When you come through the flood, you will not even be wet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Neither will your clothes be soiled, because I am with you. But you still must go through, because it's a testing of your faith. I love you today. Praise the Lamb of God, and I bless you. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you what is on my heart today. Hallelujah. As it relates to our intercessory prayer, praise the Lamb of God. I want to, praise the Lamb of God, usher in this segment, praise the Lamb of God, to focus on the family. Praise the Lamb. This is what God has laid upon my heart today for us to do, and that is to intercede, praise the Lamb of God, and pray for families. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I need my intercessors and those who are willing to pray, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to do as we do on Friday. Hallelujah. And if God gives prophetic word, then we are here to prophesy the lights down. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are here. Praise the Lamb. I don't mind doing that. Hallelujah. I love to speak when God speaks. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. But I also need, praise the Lamb of God, praise the Lord, for you to intercede with me. The family is under attack, praise the Lamb of God, like never before. We know, we realize this, praise the Lamb of God. And I know we do, people. Praise the Lamb. The families are under attack like never before, praise the Lamb. We are under attack. Our children are under attack, praise the Lamb. But what we need in this hour, praise God, hallelujah, is people who are standing, praise the Lamb of God, in a position of warring for their family. Praise the Lamb of God. I have a caller here. Just a minute. Erico 985.
Hi, Prophet. How are you?
I'm blessed, Margie. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You touched the heart of my prayers, and that is family. And whenever you're ready, I'll be ready. I know you were talking. Go ahead. I just...
Okay, you're here to pray. Okay, praise the Lamb. God bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. I see another one of my intercessors is here. Praise the Lamb of God also. Erico 224. Praise the Lamb of God. Anyone else, you can just push one knowing that you're willing to pray in some area of prayer today. Praise the Lamb of God for the family. But let me say this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The model of the family that was been given to us in the book of Deuteronomy, I believe just chapter 10, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, it's been distorted. We are not doing what, hallelujah, the word of God gave us through the eyes of Moses, praise the Lamb of God, in the Deuteronomic law that we ought to do with our children, and that is rehearse, praise the Lamb of God, in their ears, the things that God has done for us that they might know God. That's number one. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, we have not rehearsed the word of God in their hearing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Number three, our homes do not have altars. Praise the Lamb of God. I know some of us do. Some of us have developed the altars. Praise the Lamb of God here of late. But the majority of our homes do not have altars, whereas that our children, praise the Lamb of God, are led in prayer. Family prayer and family devotion, praise the Lamb of God, is a thing of the past. Family prayer and family devotion is a thing of the past. Praise the Lamb of God. I am here today to say to each of you, praise the Lamb of God, that we're looking for signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. But it's a shame for God to give you a new home and then all of your children, praise the Lamb of God, are wayward, committing crimes in jail, prostitution, dancing on Satan's stages for dollars to be thrown at them, trying to make it rain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your husband is out committing adultery. You are at home crying, or vice versa. I think, praise the Lamb of God, if we would recover our homes, recover our families for Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, and reinstill the principles of God in these modern times. I know some of the younger people, oh, this is old folky, this is no, no, praise the Lamb of God. This is as modern, praise the Lamb of God, as it gets, because principles do not change. And the principles God laid down, praise the Lamb of God, in his word, do not change. They will not change because, praise the Lamb of God, these principles come from God. Hallelujah. And God cannot change. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, we must embrace, people of God, as the family of God. We must embrace these and look and evaluate or do a reevaluation and say, number one, does my family belong to Jesus Christ? Number two, does my home belong to Jesus Christ? We need to take inventory of our homes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and say, does my home, is it styled for the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Is it a place, hallelujah, that welcomes the presence of the Holy Spirit? Or do I have reflectors up, praise the Lamb of God, that repels the presence of God and repels the presence of the Holy Ghost because of things that's in my home that should not be? Praise the Lamb of God. Spring cleaning may need to be done early, praise the Lamb of God, to start just moving things out, hallelujah, and bringing our homes, praise the Lamb of God, and the divine order, praise the Lamb of God. Where there is no order, there is confusion. God is not a God of confusion. God is a God of order, praise the Lamb of God. If your bedroom is out of order, there's confusion there, praise the Lamb of God. Your children's bedrooms and stuff look like a hurricane hit it. You are in control, praise the Lamb of God, parents of your house. You are in control of every room in there, praise the Lamb of God. A spot can't belong to God in the rest of the house, does it? Praise the Lamb, hallelujah. So things must be put under order, praise the Lamb of God, and a prescribed order needs to be followed, praise the Lamb. So that, you know, I often wonder, praise the Lamb of God, I said, wow, my mother had 7 children and a husband, praise the Lamb of God, and she raised us all. And people of God, you know what? I'm telling you, 5 boys slept in 1 bedroom, and our bedrooms were not junky. Clothes and stuff was not all over the floor. Praise the Lamb of God, our beds were made. You know, there was order in our home, praise the Lamb of God. That was order in our home. My mother's house was clean always. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We didn't have rats and roaches and mice running around. There was 9 of us living in that house using 1 lavatory. Praise the Lamb of God. Using 1 bathtub. Boy, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And listen, there was order. There was order in the kitchen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I remember growing up and my mother had shifts, praise the Lamb of God, for my sisters to do the dishes and this, that, and another. And daddy had a shift for the boys to take out the garbage and do our chores around the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Our clothes were ironed. Praise the Lamb of God. Our hair was cut. We would look presentable when we went outside because there was order in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. I reflect now, praise the Lamb, and look back and see that order was in place because there was godliness in our home. Praise the Lamb of God. In the evening, we had to recite the 10 Commandments before going to bed. Dad would line us up, all 7 kids, and we had to recite the Ten Commandments, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to be a blessing to you today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's no godliness in our homes. There's no godly pattern set, praise the Lamb of God. This must change, people of God. This must change. When our homes are given back to the Lord, when our families are given back to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, we will see prosperity, we will see peace, we will see protection, we will not be spiritual misfits, praise the Lamb of God, using God as a band-aid over on, in every place we go. Oh, this is going wrong. Oh, that is going wrong. All that is, and we're running around, praise the Lamb of God. God will give us the peace we need, hallelujah, in the midst of all the confusion that's around us, praise the Lamb of God. I'm sharing this with you as that the Lord has placed in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, to talk to you about today and for us to pray about today. When prayer is vacant in the house, when children are not accustomed to parents praying, you can forget about them praying. When children are not accustomed, praise the Lamb of God, to hearing godly conversations going on, but profanities and all types of arguments and things of this nature are going on consistently. People of God, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. You are raising hell in your house. Praise the Lamb of God. And hell is going to leave your house, and one day they're going to have a home, and it's going to be full of hell. Praise the Lamb of God. We are birthing and breeding hell right in our own homes. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of us will get up on Sunday and go to church. Going to church is not a massive portion. It is not something, praise the Lamb of God, that hocus pocus happens on Sunday, and it's only when you get home that could create peace in your house. You'll be sitting in the church, and your house will be burning down. You'll be sitting in the church, praise the Lamb of God, and hell will be going on in your house. When you get back, one of your children have been to kill the other one. Praise the Lamb of God. You must bring your families, praise the Lamb of God, under godliness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you what. If God bless you, praise the Lamb of God, with a big lump sum of a few million dollars, you will set your children down and you will talk to them about that money. You need to talk to them about God the same way. I know I would, praise the Lamb of God. If God gave me $10 million today, I would set my children down and say, listen, praise the Lamb of God. Don't think you finna go crazy spending and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. There's some things we're going to take care of, and then there's some other things we're going to do, and thus that and another, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And don't be running up in here with all your friends and telling all your friends we millionaires and this, that, and you ain't got nothing to worry about, because you got something to worry about, and that's creating you a life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. People of God, when we sit down and talk to our children, praise the Lamb of God, about bringing an order in our homes. Hallelujah. When we sit down and talk to our families about order and godliness in our homes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And say, you know what? I am not here to try to say this is going to be enforced upon you, but this is just the way that it is in this home. Praise the Lamb of God. We will pray together. Praise the Lamb. Yes, we will. Hallelujah. We will do prayer requests in our home. Some of us are experts in the church. Some of us are experts on Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're not in our home. We're not in our home. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's a form of hypocrisy. Prayer should be in your house. Hallelujah. Prayer should be with your children. Prayer should be. Praise the Lamb of God. Angel and I was together, I don't know, was it yesterday, day four, we was together, praise the Lamb of God, and she was sitting there, and she was telling me about her head was hurting or something of that nature, pray, and I'm sitting there praying for her, And when I stood up, my head was hurting and I was dizzy. Praise God. And I told her, I said, baby, I'm dizzy. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. And when I got home, I was talking to somebody on the phone, my God brother, praise the Lamb of God, and he started talking about his mother, that she had a headache and he was praying for her, and his head started hurting. He said, and I remembered how you told me that sometimes you can contract when you're praying, praise the Lamb of God, as healing is being released from you, you can go into pains and picking up some of the symptoms of the sick person that you're praying for, praise the Lamb of God. And it triggered, praise God, that I was praying for Angel. I said, you know, it just happened to me a few minutes ago, a little while ago when me and my daughter was together, praise the Lamb of God. I picked up some of her symptoms, people of God. Let me tell you something, praise the Lamb of God. God will cause you, praise the Lamb of God, to be so blessed among your children, hallelujah, until they will know you, praise God, for your prayer life. They will know you for your relationship with God, and it will spill over on your grandchildren. Praise the Lamb of God. It will spill over on your great-grandchildren. You better hear the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is become that light in your home. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is bring that house into order. You paying the bills, praise the Lamb of God. You can bring the house in order. I promise you, you can, praise the Lamb of God. You buying the gym shoes, you can bring the house in order. Yes, you can, praise the Lamb of God. You buying iPods and all of these gadgets and telephones you paying for, you can bring your house in order, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to pray today. I want us to pray today, praise the Lamb of God, for family. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Margie, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to pray for us as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, our mothers, praise the Lamb of God. If Brett is here, I need Brett to push 1 on your dial. Brett, praise the Lamb of God. Let me see what I got here. It's got a line up here. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 248, who's calling? Erico 248. Are you there? 248-469-6566. You might be on mute. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Maginese.
That's Maginese. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. And then I have Margie. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Is my son, is Brett here? Praise the Lamb of God. Brett Brown, won't you push 1, son? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Here he comes right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Brett, I got you. That's you. I can't hear you, son. Something is wrong with your phone.
All right, I'll call you back from my other phone.
Okay, I got you now. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, good, good. You just chime in. Listen to me now. This is what I want to do. Brett, I want you to pray, hallelujah, for marriages, for the head of the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for the heads of the house, for the marriage unit. Praise the Lamb of God. For that unity and that sanctity and the holiness of it. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, Margie, I want you to come, praise the Lamb of God, and pray for the mothers. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for mothers, praise the Lamb of God, and the wisdom, praise the Lamb of God, single parenting mothers and what have you. I want you to pray for that, praise the Lamb of God. And then, Maginese, I want you to pray for the children, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for the children, and I want it done in that order. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want to create a prayer storm today. Praise the Lamb of God here on the show. Hallelujah. And people of God, I'm not doing this, praise the Lamb of God, as showmanship or anything of this nature. I'm doing this because this is what God has laid on my heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want all of our families to be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't want to just be blessed. I want my children to be blessed. Hallelujah. I want my children to be blessed. I want Psalms 112 to be mine. Blessed is the man. Praise the Lord. His children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are about him. I want, praise the Lamb of God, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to be on our families, people of God. It's not enough that it's on you. Hallelujah. 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 Some of us need to break some of the, I'm feeling it, God. Thank you so much. Some of the pain, some of the hurt, praise the Lamb, some of the unforgiveness, praise the Lamb of God, that's in our families, that's causing all of the confusion, the arguments, praise the Lamb of God, between siblings, the arguments between siblings. I just was involved with the family at this funeral, praise the Lamb of God. Daughters don't want to come in the house because their sister is in there. And their mother just died. That's crazy. That's crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't going in there because my sister in there. That's crazy. That's crazy. This mess must end. And then Sunday you up in church clapping, holy, holy, holy. The devil a lie. You can't love your brother and your sister whom you see, and you say you love God who you've never seen. God said you a lie. We got to straighten some stuff out. And mom and dad, we got to stop putting our children at odds at each other, and we be the peacemaker. My father made us kiss each other. Go kiss your brother and tell him you're sorry. Kiss your sister. Hug her and hold her till I say let her go. Tell her you're sorry. Tell her you love her. That's your blood. We must get back to this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, son. Pray for us now. Hallelujah.
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 Glory
to God.
How awesome are you, Father. How awesome you are today, Father. Oh, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father. We thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to come together, Father God, as a body right now, Father God, as a people, Father God, just lifting up your name, Father God, and giving you praise and honor and all the glory that your precious body and your precious, you just deserve it all, Father God. You deserve it all, Father God. You deserve it all, Father God, and we glorify your name on today, Father God. I ask right now, Father God, that you wash us clean, Father, that you cleanse us, Father God, that you just can remove anything that is not like you, Father God. Cleanse us right now, Father God, as we prepare, Father God, to come boldly to your throne of grace right now, Father God, lifting up the families, Father God. I come right now, God, lifting up the men and women, Father God, who are the head of the households, Father God. I come right now, Father God, asking that you wash them, Father God, and forgive them, Father God, for anything they have said or done, Father God, in the household, Father God, that is not like you, Father God. Any actions, Father God, any words, Father God, any deed, Father God, that is not like you, Father God, I ask that you wash them clean, God. And when I ask for forgiveness, Father God, oh God, I thank you, Father God, for your unforgiving love, Father God, your favor, Father God, and your grace, Father God, as you continue to lift us up, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for just constantly redeeming us, Father God, renewing us, Father God, to be able to come to you, Father God, and praying, Father God, and thanking you for all that you're going to do for us, Father God. Oh God, I come right now, God, on behalf of the men right now, Father God. The men, Father God, who are those in our household, Father God, that are leading, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that you touch them right now, Father God. That you touch hearts, Father God. That you loose and break up that stony heart, Father God. Father, that you break off that generational curse, Father God, from the years, Father God, and from the damage that has been done, Father God, from previous generations, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that the spirit, Father God, of hollering is broke right now in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that the spirit of procrastination, Father God, and cursing, Father God, profanity, Father God, is bound in Jesus' name, Father. I thank you, Father God, for proper words, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for loving words, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for humble hearts, Father God, and humble spirits, Father God, in the house, Father God, and the men, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that the men and women, Father God, those single mothers, Father God, I pray for those head of households, Father God, begin to stand strong, Father God, to begin to read their Bibles in front of their children, Father God, to begin to pray with them, Father God, to begin to cover them in prayer, Father God, to begin to, Father God, bring them together, Father God, and touch with and agree with their children, Father God, and Father, pray to you, Father God, and then give you thanks, Father God, for the roofs, Father God, and for our homes, Father God, and again, for our vehicles, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now in our homes, Father God. Thank you for this transformation season, Father God. Thank you for the season of change, Father God. Continue to change us. God, forgive, just change me, God. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, that you touch me right now, Father God. Father, I pray, Father God, Father, that you continue to control my tongue, Father God. Father, I pray right now, Father God, that you hold back words, Father, of anger, Father God, that you hold back, Father, words of anger, Father God. I pray that you hold, Father God, words of doubt, Father God, and fear right now in our homes, Father God. I pray right now, Father, that our words come out in faith, Father God, and our words come out, Father God, in power, Father God, in love, Father God, agape love, Father God, that unconditional love, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, for a peaceful spirit, Father God, to roam in our house, Father. I pray right now that our houses become the house of Bethel, the place where you live, Father God, the place where you reside, Father God, the place, Father God, that you own, that you claim, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do, Father God. I thank you, God, for each prayer, Father God, that is going to go forth on today, Father God, as we lift up their families right now, Father. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for transformation, Father. Oh, God, we glorify your name, Father God. We give you praise, Father God. We glorify your name. We give you praise, Father. Oh, God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. No weapon, Father. Oh, God, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Bless you. Bless you, Margie. Come on, baby.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, we come before you. We come before you repenting for mothers. Repenting for mothers having tongues that did not praise you. For mothers having knees that did not bow to you. We come repenting for mothers whose hearts will not turn toward you. For mothers who raised up idols instead of you, Lord God, and the children became confused. Oh, Lord God, forgive the mothers that did not have an understanding of the blessings that they were to be in their families to their husband, covering their husband, bowing down and raising that husband up in prayer. Oh, God, submitting unto the husband, as the Bible says, wives, submit unto your husband and make your homes a home of peace and a home of prayer. And, oh, God, we repent that the mothers didn't raise up the banner and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and that she didn't set a standard of prayer. God, there are mothers that are. We're praying now for the mothers that don't know you. We're praying now and lifting up the women of God that are praying, and let our prayers cover those women that don't know. Children are lost because of it. The family is in turmoil. Father, we're praying for the single mothers, those mothers that have children and they're not knowing what to do because they didn't learn from their mothers. Oh,
yes.
God, there are so many ways. The mothers didn't teach, so the women that are now mothers are mothers too young to, without Christ in their lives, and the children have no Christ coming out of that home. So they come out and they're destructive. Oh, God, forgive the mothers. Forgive us, Father God, and I stand covering because that's been a burden on my heart as I see the young women cursing out their children. I see the young women hitting because they're angry.
Mercy,
and I see
Lord.
The young
Mercy.
Women not combing the Mercy, hairs
Lord.
And not dressing the children, not preparing them to feel love, not preparing them to know how to receive love. So they repel it by being angry, by being rebellious. Oh, God, it's the home where the woman did not follow the order of God. Father, forgive. And now, Father God, we're saying, when we restore the women, they're older women. As Titus says, let the older women teach the younger women. And, Father,
yes.
It's not a matter of age, but it's a matter of godliness. If they don't have God, they're young. They don't have a Christ life. They're young. And then we should reach out to them with love, not condemning them, but, Father, covering them until they can see the hand of God on their lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, we have women in church, mothers in church, that are shunning children, shunning other women, and it is not right, and there's no love going forward, and so there's no growth for the women. Oh, God, let the women set in order.
We're praying now that we will not have a Jezebel spirit. We will not have a spirit of control, wanting to control the men in the homes, wanting to control the men in our lives. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I say, Lord God, we're going to restore the women to our rightful place with you. Yes, we have a relationship with you. We must have a relationship of honor and respect so that we can respect the man that's in your image, the man that is in the house. We must honor him. And, oh, Lord God, as we honor him, we're honoring you. And as we honor you, whatever's wrong with him, you're going to make it right. You're going to help him because we're praying for them. Oh, let the women develop a praying spirit. That is my heart's cry, is that you will restore. So, Father, we're asking that the women would forgive. Give them a forgiving spirit. Let the spirit of forgiveness permeate their bodies, that their minds would say, why am I holding myself in bondage being angry? I bind the spirit of anger. I bind the spirit of idolatry. I bind that spirit of adultery. Oh, God, yes. When they can't find help in their home, they go outside of the home, and it's an abomination, and they never get close to you. God, we're binding those things that are not right with you. And so call it out, and then give it to you. And, Father, you said you will send forth the legion of angels to begin the fight and the war and the principalities for these women if we pray for them. We're praying, Father, because I was not allowed to be. You kept me, but then I asked to be kept. So, God, you'll only keep what I ask. You will not violate the will. I am praying that their will be turned over to you, that they surrender unto you.
Hallelujah.
Their will, like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. You said we'll go through some things that are not comfortable, but that's to make us strong. That is to give us the strength to know how to fight the enemy through prayer. I'm praying that same spirit fall on the women that don't know how to come to you.
Hallelujah,
Father, let there be a channel open over heaven that they can begin to hear and discern your still small voice. When you say, daughter, I love you. Daughter, I gave you the children as gifts. Daughter, I gave you a relationship. Honor the relationship and honor me. Father, whatever we do, I pray that the women will understand we must do it as unto God. And as we do it unto God, you will glorify, you will bless, you will multiply, you will give whatever is needed. Teach them how to pray. Father, let them see good examples of women in their churches, in their communities, in their families. Let them begin to not shun and reject. I bind that spirit of rejection. I bind that spirit that says you don't want to be like her, because they need to be like a praying woman. They have to be in order for their children to be saved. It has to be that the women pray and pray with our heart after God. Or we bind that spirit of pride, too prideful to say, I don't know how to pray, too prideful to say, help me pray for my children, help me bring my children back unto the Lord. I bind the spirit of pride that women have when they say, I don't want anybody to tell me anything. We're canceling that verbiage now in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them just say, pray for my child. Pray with me. Show me how to cover my child. And then let me know that whatever I have to go through, I'll go through it for my child's sake. I'm praying for mothers. And, Father God, my heart is for the mothers. My heart is for the women. We bow down before you, Lord, so that you can raise up the men in our lives. Be glorified in how we pray, and you now change the situation. Take Satan's hands off the men in our families, Lord God. He has no right to them unless we give it, and we're taking it back in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over the homes of women and mothers. And we're saying, Lord God, let them begin to have visions and dreams, Father. Let them begin to hear, to pray. And they don't know and don't understand, but they just cry out, Jesus, help me. That's all they have to say. And they will see changes taking place in their homes and in their children and in their lives. Oh, God, be glorified and be blessed. Mightily in Jesus' name, we're saying, we honor you. Hallelujah. And it is so. It is so. It is so. You will bring the women to their knees. It is so. And you will honor them. It is so. I know it. I've seen it.
And I am calling on you, Lord, and I am trusting you, Lord, to touch the heart of the mothers. Because our children can't be lost. Society doesn't care as a whole. It has to start in the home. And the mother has to labor for you, for her children, as if in labor, to bring them out of that bondage in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. It is so. You've got to save the women so they can save their households and their children. You are. In the name of Jesus, I trust that it is so. Be glorified, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so. Hallelujah. It is so. We're not a lost motherhood. We're measurers. And we measure our children. We were given a soft side of you, Father, so that we could wrap our arms around them, no matter what they've done. We have to forgive them. And we have to love them back into the rightness of God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us.
Oh, God.
As a race of women, help us, Lord. Help us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Magnanimous.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, God. We honor you, God. We magnify you. We exalt you, oh God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to come boldly to your throne of grace, oh God, so that we might obtain mercy, oh God. We thank you, God, for hearing us again, oh God. We thank you because you are a prayer answering God. You are righteous, God. You are faithful. You are magnificent in all of your ways, oh God. And we thank you, God, because we know not what to pray unless you reveal it to us, oh God. So we thank you for the revelation of knowing what to pray so that we might pray in alignment with your will for what we need to be done in this season, oh God. You know all things, oh God. You are the loving keeper of our souls, oh God, the beginning and the end, oh God. So we thank you for including us in your perfect plan, oh God. We thank you, God, for using us as vessels, oh God, so that we might pray your will here in the earth realm, oh God. We don't take it lightly that you allow us to stand in the gap for your people, oh God. I touch and agree with the prayers that have gone forth, oh God, and we thank you, God, because we expect manifestation. We expect that you will do exactly what you said you would do, oh God, because you are faithful. You are not a man that you shall lie, or the son of man that you shall repent. So we thank you, God, because you are all-powerful and all-knowing, oh God, and you hold the world in the palm of your hands, oh God, and you have chosen us for this season, oh God. So we thank you, God, for choosing us, oh God. We thank you, God, for just using us in this season. So I lift up our children, even in the days of old, as you walked the earth, Jesus, the people brought their children to you so that they might be healed, oh God. And in that same manner, I bring them before your throne today, oh God. I lift them up before you today, oh God. And I just ask you, Lord God, if you would be moved with compassion for our children, oh God. You know those things that have come up against them, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus and I repent, and I ask for forgiveness, Father, for the sins, even of our children, oh God. I ask you to forgive our children for lying and for stealing, oh God. Forgive them for fornication, oh God. Forgive them for masturbation, oh God. We ask you, God, that you would forgive our children, oh God. You said, suffer not the little ones to come to you, oh God. So I ask you, Father, if you would just forgive even the children, oh God. Have mercy upon them, oh God, so that the enemy may not have his way with our babies, oh God. Be moved with compassion of what's going on in the earth realm, Lord God. Yes, I ask you, Father, lift up the
our babies, oh God. Save them and use them, God. Even when in their youth, where they are now, God, that they would preach the gospel, God, that they will speak your word, God, that they will hold hands with their friends, Father, and pray, and that they will not be misled and misguided by what the enemy may try to do, oh God. We ask you, God, that you would sever with the two-edged sword. We ask that you would sever, oh God, every ungodly relationship, Father, that they have, God, that people have been sent to them that bring lies into their minds, oh God. We disallow that now in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God. We decree that it is applied upon our homes, oh God. And as we anoint their bedposts, oh God, and as we anoint them in their sleep, oh God, we ask you, Father, that you would protect our babies, God, as they go forth, Father, as they go back and forth to school, as they go, Father, throughout their sports that they are involved in, oh God. We ask that you will protect them, God, especially those in the urban neighborhoods, oh God. I ask you, Father, that you will be able to ask your protection around our young men, oh God, so that they might not fall by the wayside, that they might not be cut down, God, by the sword, that they might not be shot down like arrows in the street, oh God. We ask you that you would build a hedge of protection around them, oh God, so that they might grow up and be the mighty men of God that you have called them to be, oh God. And I lift up our daughters to you, oh God, because they too are being shot down in the street, oh God. So I ask you, God, if you would build a hedge of protection around them as well, oh God. Protect our babies, God. Lead them and guide them on the path of righteousness, oh God. Use them, Father, even in their youth, oh God. Change their mindset. Let them be transformed by the renewing of their minds, oh God. We ask you for a supernatural renewal of the mindset for our babies, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. You have already written your word upon their hearts, oh God. Ignite that fire within their spirits, oh God. That make them want to know you. That make them want to be closer to you, oh God. To make them want to seek your face, oh God.
Save the parents.
right now in the name of Jesus. It is destroying our youth. It is destroying what they can be. It is destroying them. They are dying themselves down to the enemy, oh God. So we ask you, God, that you would raise them up, God, to be men of God, oh God. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do. We believe you that you are answering our prayers. Even now, God, we pray in faith because we know that you said that if we ask, we shall receive, oh God. So we thank you, God, for moving on our behalf, for restoring the families. We thank you, God, for turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children, oh God. And turning the hearts of the children back to the parents, oh God. We ask you for restoring the breach, oh God. We bind the spirit of rebellion now in the name of Jesus. We bind every Jezebelic spirit that has attached itself in every family. If it's somewhere hidden, we expose it now, and we command you to the abyss. We will not dominion over our families in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
our arms to you, O God, so that the enemy will not have his way, and forgive us for allowing him in, O God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God. We bless you. We honor you. We magnify you. There is none other like you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are the one true living God. The earth is yours, and the fullness thereof, and all that dwells therein, O God. So we say, look upon your families, O God. We know you honor covenant, O God. Look upon the marriages. Look upon the children. Look, Father, and have mercy upon the earth. We know that the family unit has been destroyed since the beginning of time. We ask, Father, that you will destroy it in this season. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for what you're about to do. We give it all to you, oh God, casting all our cares upon you because you love us, God. And we love you and we thank you. We honor you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Eric called 773. Eric code 773, your mic is hot.
Amen. This is Prophet Saunders. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your manifestation of your power. Father God, we just ask you to forgive us for anything that we have done this day, oh God, that was not pleasing to you. God, we ask you right now, forgive us for our sins that we have done, known and unknown, oh God, sins of commission, omission, oh God. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for life, health, and strength on today, oh God. But, God, in the name of Jesus, we need a word from you, oh God. God, we ask you to touch our leaders on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, raise them up, oh God. Raise them up to help them to be men of God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind the works of Satan right now. We come against every witch, every warlock, every palm reading spirit. We come against it right now. We come against the Antichrist spirits right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we just ask you to move by your power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said in your word, whatever we bind on earth, you're going to bind in heaven. God, we bind up the spirit of jealousy right now. We bind up the spirit of religion in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of hatred that's been loosed in the land. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And God, you said whatever we loose on earth, you're going to loose in heaven. God, we loose love right now. We loose happiness right now. We loose peace right now in the name of Jesus. Peace in the mind. Peace in the homes, oh God. Peace in the school, oh God. Peace, peace on the jobs, oh God. Peace in the churches, oh God. God, we just ask you, God, to have your way in this hour and in this season, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, more than we can ask or ever think, oh God. God, we just thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, look on our young people, oh God. Raise them up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, just ask you to touch their mind, oh God. Command them to throw down the guns, oh God. In the name of Jesus, command them to throw down their drugs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, have your way, oh God, in this world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, look on the overseer of this ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bless Shakespeare in a mighty way, oh God. We ask you to bless his church home, oh God. Bless his family, oh God. in the name of Jesus. We come against every witch and every warlock that comes to hinder the ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said it in your word. You suffer a witch not to live. And God, we command every witch and every warlock to dry up in the name of Jesus. God, we command every spirit that's not like you to go to the dry place, and we resist them powerless right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you to take full control, oh God, of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, we come to let you know that you are a liar, that you are a deceiver, and we come to let you know that you are a loser, in the name of Jesus. Satan, we come to let you know that you ain't got no power. You ain't got no power over young people. You ain't got no power over God's people in the name of Jesus. God, we know you're able, but Father God, you declared in your word, whatsoever we decree and declare in your name, oh God, you said we can have it, oh God. And God, we believe in your word. We're standing on your promise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No other name we know to call on than the name of Jesus. We know that's healing in the name. We know that's saving in the name. We know that's deliverance in the name of Jesus. We fly the blood of Jesus, oh God. We fly the blood of every home. We fly the blood over every church, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, have your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even look on our president, oh God. We ask you to even cover him with the blood. Touch his mind and touch his heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, have your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Move by your power, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to do it right now. In the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Save and deliver, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask you, oh, God, to just manifest yourself in the lives and the minds of your people, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Bless you all, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen, I need Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're here, Bertha, I really need you today. Praise the Lamb. The Lord has laid something on my heart special that I want to be interceded for today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know the type of intercessor that I need for this. Praise the Lamb of God. Special prayer, hallelujah, that needs to be made here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt, if you're here, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. I give God praise today. Oh, my goodness. The Lamb of God. There is so much, praise the Lamb of God, that's going on in our society, praise the Lamb of God, that needs to be dealt with, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Among our mothers, our grandparents, praise the Lamb in this. And people of God, I believe that if the people of God would pray, hallelujah, really, really pray that a lot of this would be lifted off of them. I'm speaking of two major, praise the Lamb of God, things that come up against, hallelujah, the people of God, and that is, especially when they get older, that is dementia, praise the Lamb of God, and depression, hallelujah. And people of God, a lot of our people are suffering from depression in this season, praise the Lamb of God, and a lot of our older mothers and fathers, praise the Lamb of God, are suffering from dementia, praise the Lamb of God, and I want Bertha to come, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Bertha, for being here, and pray with us and for us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and pray against this demonic stronghold that's on the minds, praise the Lamb of God, and heart. Now, there's one thing, praise the Lamb of God, for someone to be 90, 100 years old. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, Grandma Mariah, lived to be 115 years old. And when she passed, she did not have dementia. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. She did not suffer with dementia. Praise the Lamb. We must come to a place of understanding, people of God, hallelujah, that this is a new demon that we're tackling. that is coming forth so prevalent, and then we're just falling in line to accept it and go, oh, well, you know, she's old now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Moses lived to be 100-something years old, and the Bible said the light had not gone out of his face, neither was his strength, praise the Lamb of God, taken from him. When the man died, before the man died, he climbed all the way back up, praise the Lamb of God, on the top of Sinai to go meet the Lord. He still had his strength. Hallelujah. God can strengthen and God can heal in old age. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, praise the Lamb of God. If your mother, hallelujah, or your grandfather or one of them is suffering, praise the Lamb of God, in these areas, I want you to call their name out now. If your mother, your sister, praise the your brother is suffering from depression, I want you to call their names out now as Bertha goes to the throne of grace for us. Come on, Bertha, pray for us now. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come now looking up the old, oh God.
Thank you, widows, God.
Those that are bound with the spirit of depression and deception. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have given us the authority through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I come now, Satan, and I bind the spirit of depression, the spirit of deception, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of fear, worry, and doubt. I bind it, this knowledge, I expose it in the name of Jesus. We curse it at the bitter root. For God, you said in your word, in Timothy, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us a spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Father God, you said in your word that you would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to release your peace upon your people right now. Oh, God, we ask you right now to touch their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, every spirit of oppression, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of oppression, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. We send you back to the pits of hell. We bind the rulers of darkness that have been set against the people of God. Oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, we bind every attack, every scheme and strategy that the enemy has sent against the elderly, oh God. Oh God, when the storm of our life is raging, God, you said you stand by us. Oh God, we know that we're not alone. God, because you said you believe us, oh, forsake us. Oh God, release the oil of joy upon your people right now. Release your garment of praise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, prepare as you did, oh God, before Moses, in the fire of a burning bush. Burn up everything that's not like you, oh God. Satan, you have no authority over God's people. Jesus came to set the captives free. God, burn up the shackles that hold them bound in their mind. Set them free, oh God. Release your peace and your joy. Have mercy on them, oh God. Even in the old age, oh God. You said when we go old and feeble that you stand by us, oh God. God, we know you're there. We know we're not alone. Oh God, we thank you, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God. You said you keep us, oh God. All to be kept by Jesus, when the winds are blowing and the storm of life is raging. Oh God, let them hold on to their faith. Let their souls be continually anchored in you, oh God. You are their God. You are God and a God alone. Let the honor of you, oh God. Let the honor like you. You wait, oh God. You wait, oh God. Release your fire around them now, oh God. By the enemy on every hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We thank
Hallelujah.
You, oh God. Bless the world, oh God. Oh God, be with them, oh God. Let them know that you can be a husband for them. Whatever they need, God. Let them know that you'll supply the needs. In the name of Jesus. Heal their minds, oh God. Transformation now. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. We will not bow in the stoop to
praise, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Worthy is the Lamb to be praised for your shedding blood, O God. For the Son of Jesus, your blood cleanses. Your blood cleanses. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of all, O God, be with them, O God. Bring change of mind to protect them from all days, accident, and hurt. In Jesus' name, we bind that spirit of religion. Burn it up, oh God. Alzheimer's, bust up, oh God. Keep their minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise, oh God. Because they're alive, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we curse every spirit of darkness, every ruler of darkness, every principality in high places that have been set against your people, oh God. We call it God in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We walk in victory. We overcome through you, oh God, through the word of the Lamb. And we thank you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, Sharon, daddy, you'll see.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My daughter, Shatwan, is here. Praise my granddaughter in the Lord is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Shatwan, I need you to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Against in our families, in our home, among our young people. Praise the Lamb of God, our young adults. Hallelujah. There is an unclean spirit of perversion. Praise the Lamb of God. Of sexual immorality, hallelujah, of homosexuality that's running rampant. Praise the Lamb of God among our young people. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Unclean spirit is from the pits of hell. This orgy spirit, praise the Lamb of God. This threesome spirit, hallelujah, this foursome spirit, this swinging spirit, hallelujah, we bind it. By the precious blood of Jesus, hallelujah. All of this freakiness, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I need you to pray against it and pray for our young people, for holiness, for sanctification, and for godliness. And I need you to do that right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come right now, God. First of all, I just want to give you praise and honor today, God, just to worship you today, God. But, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, God, to bind up that spirit that's not like you, God. God, we come against the spirit of perversion today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come casting it out, God. God, we come casting out that spirit of molestation, God, and orgy in the name of Jesus, God. God, every perverted spirit that has tainted our children, God. God, we come against the spirit of oral sex, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we come against the sex parties, God. God, we come against the spirit of masturbation today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we come against the threesome, God. And, oh, God, we come against the spirit of rape, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just come against every spirit that's perverted, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come against it. We cast it out of our children today, God. And we ask right now, God, that you cover them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of voyeurism, God. And, oh, God, the spirit of taping, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask right now, God, that you look on our children today, God, in the name of Jesus, and renew their minds, God. God, send your people their way, God, that will show them the right way in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that will show them that sex was created for the marriage, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we go into the homes of them, God. And we bind up that spirit that's not like them, God, the spirit of shaking, God. God, that they will see these things, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God,
hey, daughter.
We just want to thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah, God, for setting our children free, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, God. But sit in your people, God. Oh, God, that they will show them a difference, God. We bind up the spirit of homosexuality, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against that spirit, God, that will try to attach yourself against our children, God. And, oh, God, we know that these children are out here, God, and they're trying to recruit the other children, God. But, God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. God, put a hedge of protection around them, God. Oh, God, that their curiosity will not peak, God. And, oh, God, that they will not be trying anything, God, that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask right now, God, that you send your consuming fire, God, to burn it out of them and purify them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we go into the fire and snatch them back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just want to bless you and praise you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, God, that their parents will live a holy life, God, before them, God, and teach them about sex, God, and, oh, God, show them that it's created for marriage, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you and we praise you, God, but, God, we know that it's already done, God. We know that you have already done it, God, and, oh, God, we ask right now, God, oh, God, that when we see these things, God, God, that we speak against it in the name of Jesus, but, God, we speak your word, God. We speak what your word say, God, in the name of Jesus with love, God, that we may draw them with love and kindness like you have, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us be teachers of your word, God. Let us be doers of your word, God, to show them, God, and to take them in the right path, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us walk upright before the children, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they may know you, God, that they may come to see, God, that you are loving, God, and, God, that they are worth the wait, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them know your love, God, and let them know that that's not the love of Christ, God, but, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, shower them with the love, God, that they're missing in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we praise you, God. We thank you and for these things, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, daughter. Erico 248, you're calling. Your mic is hot.
Hi, this is Divine Favor. I was listening off and on, so I was agreeing with the prayers. I'm not for sure who I prayed. I just went into the intercessors page, and I saw how you were talking about creating a storm, and I just, you know, called in to just agree with you all, just to speak fire, just to spiritually awaken all the intercessors, amen. Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for the intercessors, oh God, hallelujah, not just in PSMI, oh God, but throughout the world, God. We call on the spiritual awakening even now, Father God. We thank you that you're stirring them, that you're stirring them and shaking them, oh God, that you're spiritually awakening them even now, Father God. We thank you that we're on one accord, oh God, that we're in your vein, oh God, that we hear your voice and a stranger's voice we will not follow, God. We thank you, God, that we're sensitive to your move. We're sensitive to your timings and to your seasons, oh God. We thank you that we're on our post, oh God. God, we pray your word, which is your promise. God, you said in your word, Father, Lord God, that you look for one to make up the hedge, to stand in the gap, God. God, we are on our post, oh God. We stand in the gap even now, and we apply the blood of Jesus over every intercessor, oh God. We thank you right now. We decree and declare that they are in good standing with you, Father. We thank you, God, that your word says that it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. So, Father God, we're asking you, God, to cause us to begin to examine our hearts and begin to examine our motives, oh God. Begin to examine ourselves, God. God, even the little sins and the little weights that so easily beset us. God, we ask you to show us ourselves and cause a spirit of repentance, oh God, to come upon your intercessors, oh God. Cause us, oh God, hallelujah, not only to hear your voice even the more clear, but to be willing and obedient to your word, Father God. Give us a hunger and thirst for you, because your word says, bring that hunger and thirst after righteousness that shall be filled. God, we thank you. We thank you for the revelation knowledge, and oh God, even the outpouring, oh God, that is taking taking place even now, even as we prepare for this evening, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that the firm lines will be filled tonight, God. Hallelujah, on one accord, God, in agreement, Father. We now, Lord God. We apply the blood of Jesus even over your man's servant, God. We thank you for his obedience to the call, Father. We thank you that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come nigh his dwelling, Father God. We thank you right now that you cover him, even his children, God. Not just his natural children, but his spiritual children and his grandchildren and that which pertaineth to him, O God. We thank you right now that you continue to order his footsteps, God, in your word, O God, and even in this natural realm, O God. We thank you, God, for the prophetic mantle, O God, that you are placed upon him, God, that he hears and sees even the more keener, O God. We give you the praise, glory, and honor, and we thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength, O God, even in the midst of the trials and the tribulations, God. We thank you for the fire, O God, and for the storm, God, and we give you praise, O God. We thank you even now, Lord God, and we apply the blood of Jesus over every prayer that has been prayed in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, hallelujah. What is today? Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, it is time. It is time to take, hallelujah, back what the enemy has robbed of. It is time to take authority. Praise the Lamb of God over wickedness. It is time, praise the Lamb of God, to pay attention to what's going on in our environment. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of things that's going on in the world is not supposed to be going on in the church. It's not supposed to be that way in the kingdom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're not supposed to be walking, hallelujah, like children of darkness, and we're children of light. We're not supposed to be fellowshipping with the children of darkness, and we're children of light. We're not supposed to be, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, interacting, praise the Lamb of God, with those that are practicing these unclean things. Praise the Lamb of God. The Bible tells you, hallelujah, that you're not supposed to have fellowship with drunkards and whoremongers. Praise the Lamb of God. Read your Bible. I ain't saying it. The Bible says it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to break away from uncleanliness, from ungodliness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God has said it. Hallelujah. God has said it. His word has said it. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, listen, I hate no man. Praise the Lamb of God. I hate no woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I stand on the promises of God's word. I stand, hallelujah, on the oracles of God. And what God has said, God has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. And if our families are going to see, praise the Lamb of God, the delivering power and the prosperity that God has ordained for us, we're going to have to walk by this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you keep all of my commandments and meditate on them, then you will prosper and have good success. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Then you will prosper and you will have good success. Praise the Lamb. There's too many of us that's allowing, hallelujah, things to go on in our homes. Hallelujah. Our children to participate in stuff that's ungodly. We are allowing it. We are compromising with the devil. We are compromising with the world. We are compromising. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I have to tell you something. God does not compromise. Praise the Lamb. God does not compromise with the world. God does not compromise his word. God does not have to. Hallelujah. He is the creator. He is the sustainer. Praise the Lamb of God of the universe. He is, hallelujah, the only God and the only wise God. And he has to compromise with nobody or nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you think that God is going to continuously allow, praise the Lamb of God, all of this uncleanliness and all of this filthiness to take place, in his house that's dedicated to him, hallelujah, and to come into his presence with this mess without retaliation, you are damnably wrong. Hallelujah. There is a worse disease than AIDS that can come upon us. There's a worse disease than cancer that can come upon us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better read the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. That a season is coming upon the wicked that boils are going to break out on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Stop playing games with God. God is not a game player. He don't play games. Let your heart be true. Let your heart be faithful. And let your heart be one with God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you today, people of God. Hallelujah. My prayers are for you. I want all of us to receive what God has for us. But I know God laid all this on my heart today for a reason. Praise the Lamb of God. I know many homes are messed up. Confusion is in our homes. Confusion. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is not the author of that. Praise the Lamb of God. God is not the author of confusion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We need to come to a place to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that love, agape, hallelujah, is acceptance, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's conditioned by the word of God. God accepts us just as we are, but it's conditioned by his word, praise the Lamb of God. And there are conditions, people of God, there are conditions, praise the Lamb of God, in the word of God that we must adhere to. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Any person that's walking in sin can repent and turn from it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody can. You can repent of it and turn from it and turn towards God. Hallelujah. And receive the gift of eternal life. Hallelujah. The gift of eternal life. Jesus loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus loves you today. Error code 310.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet. This is Sister Cheryl calling. I just have to, I just feel like I'm supposed to release this to you, if it's okay. Just words of life and encouragement. I've been praying, and as I prayed for you a few days ago, there are certain things that I saw, and as you're speaking, God is speaking to my heart. But as I prayed for you a few days ago, one, I saw you being lifted up in the spirit. Also, I felt this heaviness upon my chest. I had to continue to take these deep breaths in and out. And as you were just speaking, it brought greater revelation because I wasn't sure if the Lord was speaking concerning health issues or just things that you're carrying upon your heart for his people. He also spoke to me, as you spoke earlier today about a dream that you had this morning, and the Lord spoke about change that has come upon you, that you're in this creative stage of change, creating change for others, creating change around you, and change that he is bringing unto you. I'm looking here at my notes. I don't know if the Lord spoke to you about a deeper level of consecration, but I sense that and see that because of your heart's cry, God is visiting you. He spoke to me about the book of Isaiah, specifically chapter 2 for you, the seven spirits of God that's coming upon you. And here in my notes I also have of going deeper, God's going to take you higher. Greater wisdom is coming upon you, and because of your hunger, there's an increase. He did speak about your diet and greater wisdom coming in terms of making some changes in that area. But I've just been carrying it for a few days, and I just wanted to release it out of obedience unto God. I just pray that it will bear witness to your spirit what the Lord has shared with me.
Well, daughter, just keep praying for me. I receive all of it. Praise the Lamb of God. And just keep praying for me and interceding for me. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah for that word. I appreciate it. Praise the Lamb of God in the highest. And there are some things, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm dealing with respiratorily that I really need the hand of the Lord to deal with me when it comes to concerns my chest. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, always a prophet is burdened with the burdens of God that God desires to give us. Praise the Lamb of God by his Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Lord has also talked to me already about the deeper revelation or the elevation, praise the Lamb of God, and anointing. And so, you know, I confirm all that you're saying, praise the Lamb of God, to be true. So just continue to pray for us. We're out of time. Praise the Lamb of God. It's been a glorious week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Spread the word that God loves you today. Spread the word. Share with somebody the word of God. Hallelujah. Encourage someone this weekend. Hallelujah. Witness to somebody this weekend. Don't be ashamed of the gospel that we preach. It is the power of God until salvation. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what God is doing for you. If you want to make a donation to our ministry, please go to psmintl.org, psmintl.org, and also our products and things are there. I bless you. I love you. Hallelujah. And I know God is making all of us brand new.
Myself.